So Biden's hanging out with fifth graders. Okay, cool. Country's going down the tubes, and this guy's fucking playing speak and spell with fifth graders.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you bet.
Well, this song seems to be more than fitting. Headline, Biden's bizarre Amtrak story doesn't add up. President Biden told a heartfelt story last week about an Amtrak conductor congratulating him for riding more than 1.5 million miles on Amtrak, but the details of the story don't seem to add up. Well, they don't add up because Biden just makes shit up in his fucking head, and it becomes gospel, and the media doesn't do any homework and check on it. This guy lies every time he opens his mouth.
When I became vice president, one of the newspapers estimated that I had taken more than 7,000 round trips on Amtrak over my career.
Who cares? Well, this is an interesting story because we have the inside information because we're locals and he's a local and we know people down the Wilmington train station. So they're fact-checking. They won't fact-check the fact that this guy is taking money. Okay. Fox News didn't want to touch that story. That he's taking money. His kid's taking money from the Chinese government. From all different kind of foreign governments, right? Fox News didn't want to touch that, but they're fact-checking Biden's story about his Amtrak travels. What a fucking disgrace the media is. I don't care how many times this guy's been on Amtrak. Of course, just for goofs, just for shits and giggles, let's talk about what would make the story interesting. As he's been on that Amtrak and on the Acela from Wilmington to Washington, D.C., going back 20, 30 years, 40 years, he's been on. Now, why would a cheap bastard like Biden do that for 40 years? For 50 years. It's 50 years. This guy's a fucking fossil. He's like a relic. I can't keep track. If he did travel 1.5 million miles on Amtrak. He didn't pay for a single mile because we know the conductors, we know the people. He rode the train for free. He literally strolled onto the train. No, come on. It's Joe Biden. He doesn't pay for the train. He never bought a fucking ticket on the train, this guy. And he would travel with people. They come on the train. It was his own personal railroad. Now, that's a much more interesting story than this bullshit. But, of course, the media misses the point. And we happen to be very... It really is crazy. We've been down here, basically, with the exception of me going to Jersey, going to school and working in Jersey. I've been down here my whole life. Right around the corner from Biden. And we know all the people. And my phone was ringing today from a couple of people. And that'll be on Hotwire on Sunday. So we're very uniquely placed. And you know how it is when you know people in the neighborhood. You might be able to bullshit the media, but good intel is going to make it through the neighborhood.
Just cross my mind.
But don't worry, Fox News is on the case. Headline. Michigan Governor Crazy Eyes Whitmer took a Detroit businessman's plane to Florida during the lockdowns, apparently, when no one else was allowed to travel. The owner of the plane said, I can't tell the governor no. Uh-oh, it's Whitmer, so we have to, I keep forgetting, this is a new feature on here. We have to warn our listeners and our readers and such, our listeners and our watchers, our viewers, whenever we talk about Whitmer and some other of her folks, both men and women, we are not discriminating. We have to play, our lawyer said, we have to play a warning to let people know what's going on. So where's that warning here? It's a public service announcement, really.
Place, and now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you.
That's a crazy bitch warning. And then we go right into the song. You know, it's a public service announcement to let you know that. You're talking about a crazy bitch? You know, we all need a warning when a crazy bitch is approaching or nearby. And don't kid yourself, in today's politics and Hollywood, and there's plenty of male bitches out there. Michigan Governor Crazy Eyes Whitmer again took a private jet to Florida in March, violating the spirit of her orders for everyone else not to travel and stay home. Well, she did this too, remember? No one was allowed to go out, and her dopey husband was trying to get the boat ready for the weekend. It's nice to have all the lakes and the airways to yourself, or have an entire fucking railroad to yourself like Joe Biden. Can bring anybody on he wants. Oh, no. No charge. No charge for you, Joe. Does wherever the hell he wants. Wilmington Hillbillies. It's insane. That's been a theme we've talked about on here and on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit for a long time. And it's about to get more interesting on Sunday. You can't even. It's just. Nothing surprises me with these fucking hillbillies. These guys are pikers. Anyway, Whitmer. She's jet setting around. Whitmer asked a group of wealthy Detroit businessmen to provide a private plane so she could travel to Florida. She later said it was so she could visit her ailing father. Oh, you get to visit your ailing father? Where? Did you just stroll into a long-term care facility because nobody else is allowed to hop on a plane and leave the state in Michigan to visit their ailing relatives, but you are. Your dad should be so proud of the psychopath you'd be. I'm sorry, crazy bitch you become. We wondered why she reached out to us instead of booking a private charter, one of the owners said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. You can't tell a governor no. Who needs that kind of trouble? Crazy bitch. They know. They know. They likely also have a crazy bitch warning. This bird brain Whitmer spent 4 days in Florida. She claimed she was only there for 48 hours. No, that's not what happened. Yeah, I'm with you. We played crazy. How about some Detroit Rock City? She flew on the businessman's Gulfstream G280 twin jet. It was cold and clear on the morning of March 12th when she lifted off from Lansing, and it was warm and sunny when she touched down in West Palm Beach at 9:37 a.m. She left West Palm Beach on Monday, March 15th at 4:37 p.m. She touched down at 7:01 p.m. in Lansing. This is incredible. It's, of course, you can always pinpoint these things by looking at federal flight records of private flights. LaDuff said the anonymous businessmen have major dealings in and with the state of Michigan. Whitmer's office refused to provide additional details about the governor's trip, citing ongoing security concerns. Yeah, for her. The governor's office was asked for a quote, and they just played the Crazy Bitch song by Buckcherry. It's on a recorded message when you call the state house. That's the music that they play. That's the on-hold music.
You've reached the state of Florida. For one, would you like to talk to the governor? Press one. Habla español. Dos. Please hold. Please hold while we connect your call.
This is...
Break me down, you got a lovely face. We're going to your place. And now you got to freak me out.
This is strange on hold music, honey. Come here, listen to this. What? This is really... This is really upbeat. Yes, the state's really making some changes.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch.
I guess they're not going to call back. I don't know. Whitmer's office did not notify Florida law enforcement that she would be in the state, raising doubts about the sincerity of her office's excuses. Well, she's a crazy bitch. She rolls by her own rules. This woman is a chronic liar. She's a psychopath. Whitmer's office claims, again, she went to visit her elderly father who is battling a chronic illness. That sounds like Whitmer wanted to squeeze in a little spring break. But Great Lake News spotted her father, Richard Whitmer. This guy's probably a really another cement head. They spotted her father, Richard Whitmer, back in the state just days later at a Lansing shopping area and was seen getting into a Tesla and driving away. Yeah. He's battling a chronic illness in Florida, and then a day or two later, he's cruising around Michigan in a Tesla. It's a fucking miracle. Lazarus is risen. Who are these liars think they're bullshitting? They think you're stupid. You don't understand? These people are cruising around. This is the world they want without you. They want to be able to get on planes, trains, and automobiles. Is this the theme of the show tonight? Talking about Teslas and Gulfstreams and fucking Amtrak. They want to be able to cruise around without you clogging up their damn airports and their damn train stations. And it is their damn train stations. The fucking train station in Wilmington is named after Biden. Just think they could have named it after him 20 or 30 years sooner than they did. Sooner than they dedicated it to him if he actually ever bought a fucking ticket. There's no one more shanty, more cheap, more of a petty crook than the Bidens, believe me. Let's stick around. We've already done a yeoman's work when it comes to chronicling that. I just talked about this the other day. About the plumber I ran into. Yeah, you can't even... It's one thing... What's next? They're going to start snatching chains on the street? It doesn't matter. Headline, one in four Americans say it is safe to go without a mask. Just one in four? Who did this survey? The CDC? One of four Americans believe it's safe for them to personally go out in public without wearing a mask. An Economist YouGov survey released this week showed, well, we all know that the Economist / YouGov are famous for their polls. Respondents were asked, when do you think it will be safe for you to go out in public without a mask on? 26% said it's safe right now. Another 6% said it will be safe by the spring of 2021. I guess those folks don't understand that that's just a couple of days away. 13% said summer of 2021, and 16% said the end of 2021. 19% said 2022 or later, and another 19% said they were not sure. Those are the 19% you really want to avoid. I don't know when it's not safe. I've been in my basement for a year. Next time, put some clothes on during the survey, please. The survey also asked respondents how often they have worn a mask in the last 7 days when outside of their home. 49% said always. Followed by 21% who said most of the time, 19% who said some of the time, and 12% who said never. I'm into 12%. I rarely wear a mask anywhere. I just, whatever. I'm rolling. I had COVID. Fuck off. Get out of my way. Somebody said to me the other day, you're not wearing a mask. I had it. Already had it, buddy. And good luck to you. You don't look like you'll make it through. So good luck to you. Keep wearing that mask. You look like you've been skipping leg day, pal. Back in the gym, you fucking pipe stemmer. Get out of my face. Snap you like a breadstick. 49%, huh? Are cruising around with it all the time. I would like to do a poll. These folks can do a poll on how many idiots drive alone with a mask on. How many idiots exercise with the mask on? Outdoors. I'm talking about outdoors. How many idiots go for a bike ride with the mask on? I saw a fool on a Harley Davidson with a mask on. He had a mask on, but he didn't have a helmet. Well, that just says a lot, doesn't it? Fucking cement head. He's not worried about a traumatic brain injury if he gets clipped by grandma. But he's worried about the invisible enemy, invisible disease. It's an invisible killer. Yeah. Okay, pal. Tell that to the docs and the nurses in the brain injury unit. You won't even believe this story. How about a little space song? Here's a Starman. A Chinese rocket is going to crash to Earth this weekend, plunging at 18,000 miles an hour. 18,000 miles an hour. And nobody knows where it's going to land. There's a Starman waiting in the sky. Let me guess, the rocket? The root cause of this has to do something with a bat in a wet market? Is that what? That'll be next. A large out-of-control Chinese rocket is going to smash into Earth this coming weekend. The large Chinese rocket that is out of control and set to re-enter Earth's atmosphere has brought about an alarming but not unprecedented situation. The debris plunging toward Earth does not appear to pose a significant threat. Oh, okay. Don't worry about that thing coming at you at 18,000 miles an hour. This is not the end of days, according to some dopes in the Astrophysics Center at Harvard. I don't think anybody needs to take any precautions. The risk is that there will be some damage or that will hit someone. That risk seems pretty small. Not to the person that gets hit. It could happen. Somebody could get hit. But the risk that it will hit you is incredibly tiny. Oh, so it's like dying from coronavirus. So it's like dying from COVID-19. Oh, okay. Why didn't you just say that? You could have explained. These Harvard types, they have to make it difficult. And so I would not lose 1 second of sleep over this on a personal basis, personal threat basis. There are much bigger things to worry about. Should have just said that you have less of a chance of dying from COVID-19, and then we could feel much better about that.
It's a pandemic. I'm tired of you downplaying a disease, a virus, that has a 99.8 or 99.9% chance of recovery. Irresponsible journalism.
Thank God the FBI thinks that Whitey is one of the biggest threats to America, not the 18,000 mile an hour Chinese rocket that could be heading for any one of us. We just don't know. But don't worry, the Pentagon is on top of it. Wasn't this a movie with fucking Bruce Willis in it? And they went up and they drilled a hole into the asteroid. Isn't this Armageddon? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a documentary of our economy and our entire country and our entire Constitution of the United States. I get mixed up. Rocket Man. I can think of a... I don't know if we're allowed to say it or anybody specifically, but I can think of a couple people I'd like that rocket to land on. In the new movie, they pick up Bill Gates in a white van and he helps him. he helps him disarm the rocket with his incredible knowledge of computers that he stole from somebody else. But don't worry, yeah. Domestic terrorists, white domestic terrorists that the FBI can't even find. They're so dangerous and they're so elusive. The FBI can't even find these people. They're the threat to America, according to the FBI. Not the fact that we have a government, China, that has no problem releasing biological warfare on the United States. No problem stealing our intellectual property. No problem stealing our military intelligence. No problem stealing corporate trade secrets. And no problem blasting off fucking rockets into space that could land anywhere in the world. But the white domestic terrorists that the FBI can't even locate, that's the biggest threat to America. No, I think that's the biggest threat to the FBI. Not the fact that China just blasts negligent China again. This is how you know that the United States, even under, drop a little truth theory, baby, even under Trump, the United States and China were in bed together for this whole coronavirus scheme. No country and no politician, independent, who wasn't a puppet for somebody, would stand by idly and let China get away with the shit they've been doing, including coronavirus and everything else. They would have had to fucking pay one way or the other. The China can do whatever they want. They steal, they hack, they lie, they release and develop biological weapons, with the help of the United States, of course, with money from Fauci. Look it up. Look it up. Blast off rockets into space that could land anywhere, and nothing happens to them. Oh, it's no problem. No, no, come on. Give these guys a break. Give the Chinese a break. Oh, you mean like the FBI and the Justice Department? Yeah. Bought and paid for, bought and sold, just like the White House. And just like the previous White House. The fact that you could trash an entire country, the economy, the people, the freedoms, the civil liberties, the Constitution, and nothing happens? You know why that would be the case? Because it's part of the plan. Not the plan these idiots have been fucking touting and selling to other idiots. The plan of the elites. The plan of the globalists, etc. The fact that Chinese can get away with whatever they want just tells you that the rich and famous in this country, the corporations, etc., are rubber stamping it, and they're all in bed with it. It's not a conspiracy theory, folks. It's a criminal conspiracy. So this weekend, if you're doing yard work and you hear a weird noise or something, you might want to take cover. He could be the rocket, the Chinese rocket. Of course, if you did happen to get struck down by in your backyard or somewhere else by a Chinese rocket, the Fauci types of the world, the CDC types and the FDA types would say that there's not really a whole lot of definitive proof that the rocket was responsible for your demise. And saying and spreading that type of information is a conspiracy theory. Headline, Roger Daltrey says, the woke generation is creating a miserable world. Well, I mean, it seems like a pretty easy song to pick out, right?
Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I die before I get old.
Things they do seem awful cold. Fauci's bullshit's getting old. Roger Daltrey, the WHO legend. Lead singer Roger Daltrey says, the woke generation is creating a miserable world that serves to stifle the kind of creative freedom he enjoyed in the 1960s. The iconic frontman made the comments during a recent appearance on an Apple Music podcast. I don't know, we might get somewhere because it's becoming so absurd now with AI, all the tricks it can do. And the woke generation, Daltrey said, it's terrifying. The miserable world they're going to create for themselves. I mean, anyone who's lived a life and you see what they're doing, you just know that it's a route to nowhere. Amen, brother. The singer noted how he was lucky to have lived through an era where freedom of speech was encouraged, not silenced. Especially when you've lived through the periods of life that we have had the privilege to. I mean, we've had the golden era, there's no doubt about that, he said. Daltrey also slammed the negative impact that social media has had on the world, saying it has undermined truth. It's just getting harder to disseminate the truth. It's almost like now we should turn the whole thing off, go back to newsprint, go back to the word of mouth and start to read books again. Daltrey's comments may not be mind-blowing. Any celebrity speaking out against the mob that has cannibalized culture is something to be applauded. And we just did applaud. Once again, this only tends to happen with older celebrities who have already passed their peak of fame and entered icon status. They are beyond cancellation. Yeah, let's see these weirdos. Let's see all these fucking butter sticks and all these soy latte types.
We're gonna boycott the Who.
Who?
We're boycotting the Who.
What's the matter with the World Health Organization?
Oh man, the Who.
Who are you talking about?
We're boycotting the Who.
Oh man. I'm not boycotting the World Health Organization.
Forget it. Assholes.
Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks. Because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. I tried to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And, we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle, and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.